mirror, it's a 5-0. I shouldn't have smoked so much weed. I shouldn't have done so much blow.
Oh,
don't you know sometimes?
We got Garage Sports coming in.
Don't you know San Diego?
Yep. I'm sorry, dude. I just like this song a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's mainly the intro I like, though, dude. Like, the rest of the song's like, alright.
Yeah. It's kind of like folk, kind of rock. It's pretty cool.
Shout out. Shout out to Weed Season 8. That's the only reason why I freaking looked up this song.
Yeah. I used to watch it.
Yeah,
I was kind of saying that I kind of stopped after the fourth season, but it's still a pretty cool show.
Yeah, it's kind of whack right now, but I'm just finishing out because, well, watching this is the beginning. It's the last season, so why the hell not? That's free anyway. I just look it up online.
Yeah.
I'll pay for Showtime, all right? Hey, what's up, guys? Garage Sports San Diego again.
We got the fantasy football episode today.
Special edition. Special.
Yeah, so Fernando's here, checking in, a.k.a. Portugal.
And Paul, Magic Paul, to all you ladies. If there's any listening, I doubt it, but that's cool if you are.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got a, like we said, special. We're going to do a mock fantasy draft for all you fantasy football guys out there and women. And we just figured that it's a month away, football's almost here. I'm really pumped up, and I really want to get into these money leagues and beat all you guys. Bet you if you're listening, you're going down, man, easily in that league.
All garbage, right, son. Yeah, fantasy football is definitely a way to pick up some extra money, especially if you play with some friends that you know aren't that good, and you like convince them, hey, let's pitch in some $20, and then the jackpot gets up to like $200. You can definitely make some money this season if you're into the fantasy football.
I like the ones that they always say, oh, I can't put in $20. I'm like, you work full time, man. You really can't throw in $20 for fantasy football?
Yeah, I know.
You already watch football every Sunday, so what's your real excuse?
They just know they suck. They don't want to pitch in. But, you know, you still convince them. Make that money.
Yeah, it's the way to do it, man. Make that money.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the way we're going to set it up, it's going to be just two of us. We're going to do a 10 teams. We're going to do the standard team with the quarterback, two running backs, three receivers.
Three receivers.
Tight end defense, and 8 bench players.
Should we do the one with the wide receiver slot? A lot of leagues are converting to that nowadays.
Oh.
The slot.
Yeah, if you want to do the slot, means just like a utility, kind of utility player.
So we can do the one quarterback. Do you want to do the one quarterback, two running back, two receivers?
And then one utility?
Yeah.
So it could be like another running back or receiver. All right. Yeah, let's do that.
A lot of those Yahoo leagues are converting to the flex.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll kind of mix it up a bit. We've definitely been looking up on these mock drafts that we've seen on the internet, and kind of just kind of reviewing them. It seems like most of these are gearing more towards receivers, not necessarily in the first round, but at least first 3 rounds, a lot more receivers are starting to come off the board.
And a special couple tight ends that are considered starting receivers almost.
Yeah.
It's only like 3 of them, though. The other ones you probably might want to wait till the middle of the draft. But you want to get this shit started now?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's get this.
Abraham wants the hookah.
Got the hookah being passed around.
We got a guy in the lounge today, Broham. What's up, Broham?
And so I kind of just named the teams kind of alphabetical order. I just kind of picked like a random, like pretty erotic, not necessarily erotic, but kind of like funny, nasty names. Like Team A, I called it Team Anal. B is Team Booty.
Team Booty.
And then Team Cunt. And then Team
Double. Oh, that's Kurt's team. So Kurt.
Team Double D's, Team Earfucks, Fuglies, G-Spot, Hooters. I guess it could have been Hookers or Implants for I. And then I couldn't think of anything for J, so I just called it Jerkits.
So we're doing a 12-team league. 12-team league, and from our list, it looks like we're going to do 15 rounds. We'll stop at the break for a break around the 7th or 8th round. But, I mean, we should pretty much fly by the first few rounds. That's usually the quickest, like every other league. So, man, Team Anal, you're up on the board. We're going to be doing, I guess you got the odds. I got the evens.
Yeah. So, all right. So, after looking through this, I'm really liking the way.
That's Luka, man.
Yeah. I'm really liking the way Ray Rice has been one of the more reliable fantasy guys, and he's been. I mean, he hasn't always been the top guy, but he's been. You can kind of count on him to put up some numbers. So, for me, Ray Rice, just on his reliability, and he's always in the top five for touchdowns and rushing yards and receiving yards and catches and stuff like that. So for me, the number one pick is Ray Rice.
Oh man, no love for San Diego kid, huh?
It was definitely Arian Foster was definitely on my list for the number one pick, but I just really like the reliability. Arian Foster, he's been injured, even though he could have a healthy season, and if he does, he'll probably end up being probably the top fantasy guy. But just on someone that's been reliable for me is very important. So Ray Rice.
Bullshit. I'm calling. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
man. Well, not much to say. Obviously, I'm going Arian Foster, number two pick for the team booty. So, want to throw that down?
All right, Arian Foster. So
I'm pretty quick on this. I've done my homework. I'm in draft mode. Draft moto.
All right. So for team cunt, I'm gonna go ahead and pick another. Stud running back. Now with this pick, since I already have who I think would be a reliable guy, I want to pick an upside guy who on some mock drafts has been picked as the number one guy, but for me he's kind of injury prone, so I didn't really trust him. But for the third for this pick, I would say LeSean McCoy would be a good pick.
That guy, man, like I was reading one of the magazines, I was like, really, first round pick or first pick of the draft? That's kind of going for a stretch there, man. He doesn't really have a past good history. Yeah. He has an upside, but it's not guaranteed production from like Ray Rice or Foster, who also got the receiving besides the rushing. And then this is a tough one now. For this team, now you got the three best running backs are off the board, basically. So now, for this team, I'm going to go, because the next running back, you're going to either want like Maurice Jones, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews. And Ryan Matthews should actually be at the end of the first round, more or less. But because of who's available, I'm going to have to shoot for Maurice Drew Jones.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely, for some reason, he's always seems to be underrated, and he always puts up big numbers. It might just be because he's like a smaller running back, but he's always putting up big numbers, and he just got a big contract, I think.
Yeah, didn't he sit out camp because he was complaining about or bitching about his contract?
Yeah, I think they finally ponied up and paid him.
It better, that's like their only player. Their only player there.
Yeah.
All right, you're on the board.
All right, so for Team E, Earfucks. You know what? At this point, we're kind of getting into the next level, the second tier of running back, so it'd be a good to go for either the top quarterback or the top receiver.
You're breaking the cycle, or you know, the mode right here.
Yeah. So I would say the top quarterback.
Don't wish on Drew Brees.
For me is I know.
I heard you.
I like Drew Brees.
San Diego kid.
I've met him, but
that's why.
Aaron Rodgers is still.
Oh. Nah, man. Aaron Rodgers, he's got the leg work. That dude will get you some rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. So Team Earfucks gets Aaron Rodgers as their number one pick.
That's actually a really good pick, though.
Magic Paul, Tim Tebow.
If you said Drew Brees, I kind of would have questioned. No, he's definitely the second.
Yeah, he's good.
He's the second quarterback like pick overall, in my opinion. Yeah. But, yeah, I was about to say, Drew Brees, you got me. All right. So we're on with Team Fuglies here.
Yeah.
All right, so most of the running backs are gone. You got the top quarterback. I'm definitely leaning towards, Chris Johnson, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, or McFadden. And possibly, you know what? How do you like Calvin Johnson?
Megatron? Oh.
I don't know, man.
I'm a big fan of those Transformers, Decepticons.
Yeah, he's a beast. you know what? For this one, just because of the highest pick, I'm definitely going to stick with a production guy. I'm going to go with Drew Brees, actually.
Drew Brees? Yep. All right.
That's the number two quarterback off the board.
Big cockroach face.
Yeah, that big mole. Mole, mole.
Yeah. All right, Team G-Spot. Here we go. So this would be the seventh pick. Again, like I want to go with the top, you know, top pick of now it's going to be the top receiver. I'm going to have to go with Calvin Johnson. You're going to
take him off the board.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just like that.
So Team G-Spot gets Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Dude, I can't wait till these real drafts, man, where there's like beer involved and big draft boards. Man, all you people that actually do those real fantasy drafts, like at somebody's house with beer, like hookah and everything. Those are the best ones, yeah. Man. I love those. I can't wait.
You arguing can go,
the whole time.
But if it's like all dudes, you know, you can go all out.
And manly women.
Manly women. Yeah, you can go all out and or make it like a man cave thing and get all kinds of beers and maybe get some strippers. I don't know.
Strippers.
Nah, that'd be distracting, but I'm just saying. For like a manly event, you can never go wrong with strippers.
Surprise. Somebody's going to draft a stripper, not a fucking player. I already know who would do that, but I'm not going to mention any names.
How we used to have meetings at Hooters and then we never get anything done.
Yeah, those are the best production days. Pickle juice.
We'd be like, yeah, let's go have meetings at Hooters.
Pickle juice
like,
videos.
Yeah, we'd be like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then we finish up, fuck, we didn't get anything done. This last time we go to Hooters, then next meeting, like, let's go back to Hooters.
So Calvin Johnson, you might want to put a C-A-L on that one, because I'm going to think that's Chris Johnson on that board.
I put Megatron above it.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that Megatron. Should put the little Decepticon.
Yeah.
Decepticon face.
All right. So now, who's up? Team Hooter.
Team,
oh yeah, that's
team
why
Hooters
you're. Oh,
yeah. Hooters, yeah.
That's why. All right. Team Hooter. Team Hooter. Team Pooter. Whatever.
Yeah. Team all Pooters.
Right. So you got two quarterbacks off the board already. Now you got the top receiver, who was gonna pick him next. Jack, my pick. I'm actually gonna go with. You know what? He's got his contract. He's in training camp this year. Full training camp. He's practicing with the team. The O-line had problems last year. But you know what? Chris Johnson, he's going to have a comeback year. Last year, in my opinion, was a down year. He wasn't at training camp. He complained about his contract. But you know what? Now he's got it. And a lot of people will say that once they have the contracts, they tend to play you know, less productively. But that O-line is going to be fixed just enough to where his production is going to go up. And this team needs a running back. Because it's too – well, you know what? It's too early for – yeah, I'm not picking Tom Brady. Sorry, Tom Brady.
Oh.
I think it's a biased pick because I just hate that guy.
Yeah.
You know, Patriots. So it's got to be Chris Johnson.
He does
Johnson.
Have one of those you either love him or you hate him kind of deals.
So C. Johnson followed by another C. Johnson.
C. Johnson. All right. So Chris Johnson.
I ain't going to lie, though. Tom Brady, if he's still available, might be the next pick.
The thing about Chris Johnson, because he had such a horrible start to last season, you might be able to
get him
kind of
steal
him in the second round, maybe even third round. People might be kind of put off by him. But he's still a quality pick. He's still a good pick
there. Gets those dump off passes, just like everybody else.
Yeah. All right, so team implant. Well,
implants.
We got a lot of the running backs are off the board. But you still need a top running back to kind of like... Stay on this. I just don't like picking any Raiders for some reason. I don't know about Darren McFadden.
You know what? It's not even about worried about him. It's just he's injury prone now.
Yeah.
He's getting injury prone.
And Matt Forte from the Bears, he doesn't put up like explosive, like big time numbers, but he puts up solid numbers. You can kind of expect for him to give you something. He probably won't have like a horrible day or a horrible week.
Yeah.
So for me, I think I'm thinking Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. You stole him, dude. I freaking knew it, man. Fuck your pick. Your dick. I can only imagine.
I did the little.
Well, guess what?
Decoy. Matt Forte. Tom Brady.
I like how you did that. I like how you did that, asshole. But you know what? I got a little thing for you. I like this pick.
Uh-oh. 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 You're going with the hometown guy. All right.
That's right. You know why? Sandy. That's right. Ryan Matthews. selected at the end. He's, you know what? He's going to have a better year. Yeah. Only if he holds on to the damn ball. But he's actually a really good running back. And he has a lot of upside. And Mike Tolbert's finally gone.
Yeah,
he so he's going to get has, majority of the carries this year.
He has that upside for sure. Because he has that breakout speed. He's just, his only problem is those fumbles, fumbleitis. Yeah. But, you know, being here, we read all the local articles. And one of the local articles was that he's been working on his ball control, walking around with the football under his arm. And he's been making an emphasis this year.
I hope he was holding on to that football when he just got in the accident, man. Over by Midway Drive. And today... Yeah. Yeah, today he got in an accident, man. He got a little fender bender.
Yeah, it was funny because there's like a strip club right by that area that was reported. Like, it's not a...
Body shop.
Yeah, it wasn't... it was not mentioned at all that he was at a strip club. But that was my first thought. Whoa, wait a minute. There's that body shop place right next to that where he got in his accident.
Dude.
I'm starting to think now, he was probably at that place getting some lap dances, and
he's getting more.
He wasn't recovered from his lap dance.
I wonder if he took his whole O-line there.
Maybe a knobber down there too. You never know.
We took the whole O-line. Rivers is probably outside chauffeuring for him. Yeah, now he should have chauffeured for him, just like he picked up Vincent Jackson from the goddamn tank.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So we finish out the first round with Ryan Matthews as the last pick.
Yeah, that's kind of a surprise pick for me because not a lot of mock drafts have him going in the first round, but he does have that upside where he could be probably the steal of the first round.
Well, now since, you know, are we doing the ladder so it goes back to me?
Yeah, it goes back to Team Jerks.
Oh, okay, Team Jerk-Offs.
Right? Team Jerkits. Oh, Jerkits. Or Jerk-Offs. Yeah, okay. Probably Jerk-Offs is probably a better name.
Jerk. All right, well... You know what? This is going to be an interesting pick here. I have three choices. One, I can either take a running back. I could take a tight end.
Tight end.
And I don't want to say anything, but you know what? Because the next quarterback is not reliable, in my opinion. So, no quarterbacks can be drafted. So, I'm going number one tight end, in my opinion, in this draft. Jimmy Graham from New Orleans.
Jimmy Graham. All right.
He has upside. He doesn't share the tight end spot with anybody like Gronk does. And I like Gronk. He had a magical season last year, but he's not going to do the same thing like last year. But he will get still a lot of touchdowns. He's still going to be a top tight end. But Jimmy Graham's like your easily number one pick.
Yeah, I think he was one of probably the most targeted one. I don't know if it was him or the guy from Gronkowski from the Patriots.
It was Jimmy.
So Graham, yeah, okay, yeah. So and Drew Brees, I think he loves that you know that safe throw to the tight end. So yeah, Graham's gonna be a great pick for the second round. All right, so I'm up. Team implants. We have Tom Brady. So I probably go for running back or a tight end, but at this point. I want to get a running back, so...
You do?
At this point, I think Matt Forte is a good pick here.
Matt Forte?
Yeah.
Matt Forte, so you're finally taking him. You're not bullshitting me, huh?
No, okay. not this time. This time, he is off the board now.
All right, let's see. With that team, so my team again, Team Hooters, we have a running back already. Now, we can add on to this running back, and as much as I don't want to, or we can go my route and get... A receiver, since I already have a top running back, I'm already going to get my receiver again for this team. So Chris Johnson is going to be paired up with Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh,
wide Larry receiver Fitzgerald. From Arizona.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Not only pretty good, but he's probably, he has those acrobatic catches where you're just like, the one that started it, and then Megatron kind of upped him a little bit with those crazy catches. But yeah, Fitzgerald. That guy. All right. So Team G Spot is up next. I'm having trouble spelling Fitzgerald. Not that great of a speller. Get that name on there. All right. So Team G Spot, we have Megatron. So they still need a quarterback and a running back. Yeah. Tim Tebow.
Who the hell's whispering Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez.
We might as well throw in Tim Tebow shit, dude. God damn it.
I know.
Look, a dog whisperer.
I know.
Cesar Milan and shit.
Big bro hand, baby.
I don't know. I kind of like going with
like your style.
I like stocking up players, like prime players at a certain position. So even though I could go with the quarterback or running back, I'm gonna go wide receiver Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, do you think he recovered from the injury? And that's kind of a high pick.
Yeah, it is. It is a bit of a high pick. It is a little bit risky.
I mean, he's not too high, but he's definitely probably maybe a third rounder. But since you're stocking up, makes a little more.
I like stocking up like certain positions. Because really, a lot of times with drafts, you always end up picking up players in the waiver wire anyways. And then there's always going to be that surprise player that you can pick up. And so you just want to stack up on prime talent.
Yep, I'm going to get those players, guaranteed. So who's up next?
So Team Fuglies, you got Drew Brees already on
there. Oh, I got a quarterback. So I definitely need a running back for this team. And it's a tough decision, man. Because, you know, he got Peterson, but Peterson's injured, and he's way too high, and still, in my opinion. You don't know if he recovered from his ACL. He was just arrested recently, a couple months ago, or a month ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's having a rough offseason. Also, they got Toby Gerhardt behind him, so they're not too worried if he doesn't produce very well, because Gerhardt actually did really good. And he was a waiver pick for me, and he actually did some little production for me. So instead of Peterson, I'm going to have to go with McFadden.
Oh, McFadden. Shut up. Oh.
Dude. Hey, you know what, though? Hey, it's Drew Brees with McFadden, right? It's a half and half, so it evens out.
Well, yeah. Every time, I guess McFadden, whenever the Raiders play the Chargers, Chargers have horrible run defense. Well, a history of having a horrible run defense, and he seems to run over the Chargers quite a bit. And they play him twice, so you'll have at least 2 weeks where you might have big games for him.
And the reason why you guys might want to pick up Darren McFadden is also Michael Bush is no longer on the Raiders. So Darren McFadden is going to get majority of those carries. He's going to get a bigger chance for production. So don't forget that in your draft picks.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. All right, so now I got Team Earfucks. We have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback now. So at this point, probably go with the running back. You passed over Adrian Peterson, but he's still, in terms of talent-wise, he's probably one of the better running backs, but because he's with the Minnesota Vikings, who for some reason they just like fell off the map last year. But he still offers good, solid production there, so.
Adrian?
Adrian Peterson.
Really? That high? You really want to go Adrian? Yeah. I'm not, you know, you can.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Adrian teamed up with Adrian Peterson. I think that's pretty good.
Okay. Adrian's gone. So you're taking your risk with him. You're counting on him to be productive, all right?
No, he's been proven that he's been a good back. So I think he's worthy of that second round pick.
So who's up next? We got
Double D's.
Double D's. So I already have a running back, Mauricio Jones, on this team. We're now looking maybe possibly a quarterback or receiver. I'm actually gonna reach for a QB, and you already kind of feel what I'm gonna choose, right?
I don't know. I'm gonna Phillip go Rivers.
Oh no, sorry, Phillip. Too high, buddy.
Too high.
He's gonna Phillip. Be a steal at the end. I'm telling you right now. But you know what? I gotta go with his legs. I gotta go because he has Steve Smith as a target. Mike Tolbert just joined him. I'm gonna go with Cam Newton.
Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
You know, yeah, he does have a lot of upside, because even though he doesn't have all those, like, passing yards, he runs a lot. He creates a lot of mismatches with his running ability. He's a really big dude.
He's got a good arm, too.
Yeah.
He's throwing some deep balls to Steve Johnson or Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, yeah. So, yeah, it's actually not a bad pick. He's been going off in the second round in a lot of these other mock drafts, so... he's just one of those rare quarterbacks that just stepped in rookie year, and he just impressed. I mean,
he surprised me. I thought he wasn't gonna produce. People are calling him a Randall Cunningham.
So Cam Newton, it's not a bad pick. All right, so now we got Team Cunt. LeSean McCoy was the first pick. So I can go with the quarterback, right receiver, another running back. I'm gonna go with the quarterback. I'm thinking that the best guy on the board right now is Matthew Stafford, quarterback from Detroit. He seems to have, like, maybe a little bit of injury history, but, man, this guy, he's when he's in and he's playing, And Detroit's still underrated because they've had all those horrible years. But Detroit's one of those teams that's on the way up. And if they have a healthy season from Stafford, he has a lot of upside. Team Cunt seems to be a lot of this upside picks. Eventually, I'm going to have to pick more safe picks. But I'm going to go with another upside pick with Matthew Stafford.
That's actually a good pick. I'm not going to talk shit about that one. Finally. It's actually a good pick. All right, I'll give you that one. So team Bode. Ooh, Aaron Foster is my running back on this team. So you took Stafford, all right, got him off the board. So much for that. You know what this team's going to get? I'm going to stock him up. There's like three running backs actually that are kind of worthy of being picked now. Team Dope, Aaron Foster. And right now I'm kind of feeling DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
The reason why is Trent Richardson is a rookie. He's on the Browns. Sorry. Never works out really good the first year on the Browns. Just past history. Marshawn Lynch, I mean, you're on Seattle. He's a decent running back, but he never, like, guarantees a production season. And DeMarco Murray, he had a good upside this past season when he filled in for Jones.
Yeah.
And he actually showed a lot. He actually catch the ball. He can run it. He hits the holes hard. So DeMarco Murray's off the board, man.
All right.
He's gone.
That's a good pick. He's been going off in the first round, Ooh. So for a second round pick, that's a really good pick.
Dude, so I got DeMarco Murray and Foster together. That's actually a good running back combination, so I'm stocked right there.
Team Booty. All right, so now we got Team Anal coming up. We got Ray Rice in the first round, first pick. But yeah, so now we're getting to where this is where...
Getting complicated now.
Yeah.
It's getting complicated.
This is where you start winning your drafts when you get into the thirds. Third round, and well, this is the last pick of the second round. So I just have to go with probably the top player on the board. Yeah. At this point, top player on the board, I would say has to be. Oh,
you doing? Are you gonna do what I think you're gonna do?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm still kind of looking through it.
Instead of 2 minutes, we'll give you a 30-second limit here.
All right. I don't know. For some reason, I've never been big on this guy, but he seems to be Tom Brady's favorite target. So I'm going to have to go Wes Welker on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say Gronk. Dude, I thought you were going to say Gronk, man. I was like, oh, crap. Gronk. I still don't think, he might be a steal third round. He's third round worthy, in my opinion. Gronk. So you're going to take Wes Welker. That's actually a safe decision. He's pissed because he's not getting his money. But everyone's telling him, do you really deserve it? The only reason why you're doing good is because you're in a system that fits you.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully Wes Welker comes to camp, season ready to go. So now it's back on you then, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You get another pick, Team Anal.
Got Team Anal coming up again. Damn, so
you get that steal.
Ray Rice, Welker. I definitely need a quarterback. And I think the next quarterback on the board probably is Michael Vick.
Vick.
The only thing with Vick, he's one
Caesar
of those,
Mullen's favorite guy.
He's one of those injury-prone guys.
Where my dog's at?
Yeah. I'm not sure about about Michael Vick. But at this point, I'm thinking I'm going to have to go Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
You going to go with the dog beater, huh?
Dog beater.
That guy. Damn, him and Caesar Milan go way back, man.
Yeah, but you know Michael Vick, when he's healthy, when he's in there, he has that ability to kind of carry your team. He has, because I had him the year where sometimes he have big points, sometimes he has a little bit of points, but in that week where he has the big points, that'll be enough to like win you that game if no one else did well.
All right, well, he actually got a solid 3 picks. I ain't gonna lie, Michael Vick. I'm just giving him a hard time because he likes to beat on dogs.
Yeah,
but let me see my draft board here.
And I'm one of those guys that
Team Booty.
That I'm a good I was gonna say dog lover, but that sounds kind of weird. But
you're
I am a dog lover. I am a dog lover, but that's the thing when you're doing the fantasy picks, you kind of have to leave your emotions out of it. You know, you kind of just have to go with whoever's the top pick. You can't just go with, if you're, like, I'm a Charger fan, you can't just go with Charger players. You kind of leave your emotions out of it.
You could back in the day with LT.
Yeah.
That's why you get people drunk, so then they get mad at their picks, and they don't want to pick the good players because they don't think right.
Yeah.
That's why alcohol is awesome.
Yeah, my brother's sitting in with us. He keeps asking me about Victor Cruz, but he's one of those undrafted free agents from last year that got surprised with the Giants, and he does his little salsa dance in the end zone. And he's actually probably a good pick for like the second or third round, so I'm kind of looking at him.
All right, so we're going to go with Team Booty now. He's got two running backs already, Foster and Murray. That's actually a solid combination. So now, you know what? As far as quarterbacks go, there's nothing really like available now that's worthy of drafting. I see a bunch of names I want to do, but it's too early. So I'm just going to leave that to the side and get the best player available. And I'm definitely going to go with Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings, all right, yeah.
I put the team on my back, dog. I put the team on my back.
Greg Jennings.
I run with a broken leg to the end zone. Greg fucking Jennings. Yeah. So that's actually my top receiver. I like that, man. Good pick. This team's awesome, man.
This year, we have a lot more players that seem to have, like, the numbers behind them. And they have some hype, too. So
you're up.
All right, Team Cunt. This has been the upside team with LeSean McCoy, Matthew Stafford. So I probably have to go with the safe pick now.
Really?
Gotta have to go with what I consider, other than Jimmy Graham, to be the top tight end. So at this point, you can't go wrong with Rob Gronkowski. Even though he's been partying a lot and he's been like, I don't know, he's been getting in, I wouldn't say trouble, but he's been kind of been on that watch list for partying and going on Twitter a lot. And
he was on some game show, some dating show where they like turn that chair over. He was kind of he's kind of like punking on Rob Kardashian. I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he is a funny dude.
Yeah, that guy is, you know, he's funny. Hey, he's just a normal guy. He's like 20. 23, 22. He just wants to go out.
Living life and having fun. But he's a good tight end.
Just watch out for TMZ. They're always right behind you, man.
Yeah. So then we got double D's coming
up. Double D's, man. So we've got Mauricio Jones and Cam Newton. So I have a running back, a QB. Now, this is looking very, very sleek over here. I don't know. Now, you know what? Because of the availability and who's left, now's not a bad idea. I'm actually going to take Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch
to finish off Team Double D's running backs.
That's a good pick. Seattle's you know, they don't do great, but they have those games where they do pretty big numbers.
Yeah, that one game. Hopefully it's at the end of the season. Playoffs.
I know. Playoffs.
Nah, man, it's getting harder here now.
All right, so Team Earfucks with Aaron Rodgers, Adrian Peterson. I can go with another running back, or I probably should pick a wide receiver at this point. Actually, when I played last year, one of my big pickups was A.J. Green, who was one of those big surprises. I got him off the waiver wire.
He was.
And he pretty much carried my team for a while. Cincinnati Dalton at the quarterback position, he's been doing pretty good. And A.J. Green was his favorite target, so I'm thinking A.J. Green here. Let me just run through the
stats on him. Are you trying to verify this pick here?
Through the board here, if I want to go A.J. Green or if I want to go running back. Ooh. But I'm thinking there's other receivers that are kind of ranked ahead of him, but just because he did well for me last year, I'm going to go A.J. Green.
Dude, we might have to take a break after the fifth round, man.
Yeah, we've kind of been we're taking our time with these. Yeah, Fuglies are coming up. Might need two breaks on this one.
Yeah, if you guys need a break, you can always pause the podcast, go do your thing, come back later and listen. So, you know, just letting you know. That's what the beauty about podcasting. You can pause it. It's not like the radio. You got to be in person. So now we got Team Fuglies here. I got Breeze and McFadden. I got two, a running back, a quarterback, so I'm definitely going to need a receiver. And you took my guy, A.J. Green. I was trying not to say anything. Yeah. See, man, you got to be all sneaky and shit. Looking sneaky, sneaky. Now, I don't want to get my buddy over here excited, but I'm going to have to go with... Damn it, do I really want to skip over that far? Do I really... I could hear him, Victor Cruz, whispering over here.
With Randy Moss, dude. He's going to have a big year this year.
Everyone's calling it. I got Hakeem Nicks too, man. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to complete this running back duo because it's safer to do it. McFadden and Breeze, you got Matt Forte with you. Matt Forte.
Oh, I picked him already, dude.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I got him.
Second round? Oh, okay.
I got him with team implants.
Okay, then it goes Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles, yeah.
Jamal Charles, that was easy. It's okay. I had a backup. All
right.
Jamal Charles.
Backup pick. Yeah, the Chiefs, they're another wild card team where you don't know if they're going to do well because they had that 1 year where they won the division, I think, or they got the wild card, and then they sucked last year. So they could have another good year this year. Never know. All right, Team G-Spot. I got Megatron and Andre Johnson. So now I have to go running back or quarterback. I'm thinking top running back still. You know, another player that did well for me last year, but I think he ended up getting injured.
Who?
Was Fred Jackson. He did pretty good with Buffalo. He's one another of those like Ray Rice types that catches a lot of passes in the backfield, and he's pretty good. So I'm thinking Fred Jackson. I could go quarterback here. I'm thinking running back's probably my best bet. Do you take Trent Richardson already?
No.
Hmm.
I'm weary of the Cleveland Browns. I'm always weary. The only guy I picked up was off the waiver wire that 1 year was Peyton Hillis, and that was it.
Yeah, no, he is a Cleveland Brown.
I'm worried.
But Trent Richardson, though, I'm thinking
you could take the risk. It's not a bad pick, but
I think he's worth it in the third. So I'm going to go with Frank Gore.
Frank Gore. Wow, dude. He's going high.
Yeah.
They only say that because they got a running back from Oregon in the first, second round this past draft.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So, I mean, you said it, though. It's finalized.
Yeah, I already wrote it down. Frank Gore.
Well, it's okay because I already got my next pick, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Team Hooters also has
Chris Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald.
And then you have Julio Jones as the other receiver. So you got two decent receivers. Julio Jones has an upside. He has speed. He's definitely going to be improved with Roddy White on the other side.
Yeah. All right. So now we got Team Implants with Tom Brady and Matt Forte. At this point, looking at probably going wide receiver. I'm actually liking another running back, pairing up Matt Forte with Michael Turner from the Atlanta.
All right, Michael Turner, another San Diego kid. Or San Diego was Charger player.
San Diego guy.
Charger guy, Michael Turner. Hope he does good. And then we go back to, Team Jerks. Get two picks right here real quick. Yeah, got Matthews off. And Jimmy Graham. So now it comes to a point where I can safely choose a quarterback and the best player available. I like this. Ball's in my court. Kobe. All right, so I'm definitely going to need a receiver, and you're going to have either... I don't want to say out loud because you're going to pick it. Don't whisper, Abraham. Don't whisper. Hakeem Nicks. Taking him. He had an upside year, and I do need a receiver. I don't have any for this team.
All right, so Hakeem Nicks, he's pretty good.
And then I'm definitely going to need either a finished running back or I'm just going to wait for that quarterback. And the receiver and running back, we got two selections. And you know what? This is where I'm going to do it now, safely. Now we're in the fourth round.
Yep.
Beginning the fourth round, and now I'm taking Trent Richardson.
Trent Richardson. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Now he's gone.
That's a good. Yeah, fourth round sounds about right for Trent.
He's gone.
Cleveland.
We're going to take a break after the fourth round ends. It's pretty pretty long.
Yeah. Been going at it for a while. But we'll take a break after this. Kind of recoup. See who we got going. So Team Implants with Brady, Forte, Turner. I'm thinking at this point, wide receiver should be a good spot. And I'm liking either Roddy White, Victor Cruz could be a pick. Yeah, I'm going to go with Roddy White. He looked solid for me last year. Put up some decent numbers.
All right, so he's off the board. And then Team Hooters. Now we're picking up because now it's getting to a point where I kind of already know. Team Hooters, Chris Johnson, Fitzgerald, and Julio Jones. Two receivers and a running back. So I'm going to finish off the running back selecting Fred Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Jackson's gone. He's now good. He's gone. Yes, he's off the board.
All right, Team G-Spot with Chris Johnson, Andre Johnson. Not Chris Johnson, I mean Calvin Johnson, Megatron, Andre Johnson, Frank Gore. So here we have a spot where we can go quarterback, tight end, or maybe another running back. Uh-oh. I'm thinking there's still a lot of good quarterbacks available, so I think I can wait on the quarterback a little bit.
That's what we're noticing so far. So far, only a couple quarterbacks went early.
Yeah. I'm thinking...
Something you might want to remember.
I want to pick up another running back here before all the good ones go away. And I'm thinking he's kind of put up solid numbers, but at the same time, he's kind of disappeared from a little bit from the spotlight of the fantasy leagues. But when he's on, he's on.
Who's on?
Steven Jackson from St. Louis.
Oh, Steven Jackson, huh? Never heard of that name in a while.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, I really haven't. That guy. Uh-oh, I hear the whispers.
I know.
The whisper might be happy. Because of the next selection for Team Fuglies, I have a quarterback, Breeze. I have McFadden and Jamal Charles. Two running backs and a quarterback. And I'm going to get my receiver, Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got over
he's
here,
happy. He's happy now.
For some reason, I don't know why, he loves Victor Cruz so much.
It's probably because that's the only guy on ESPN that you heard.
Salsa dancer.
Get off his nuts.
I know.
Always.
He's kind of handsome, I guess.
All right.
So now we got a team Earfucks with Aaron Rodgers, Adrian Peterson, AJ Green. I'm thinking could go running back, wide receiver, tight end. You know what? At this point, kind of go for a slight reach only because he's been sort of injured lately, but I still trust him. I'm gonna go Antonio Gates here.
Oh, then San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego Chargers.
So someone's taking him early. It's funny, I'm counting him to be out at least 4 games this season, just like every year. He can't really help it. The injury's gonna be stuck with him for the rest of his life, or at least his career.
Yeah, the plantar fasciitis. I mean, it's supposed. As long as you rest it and you use they're supposed to give you this cream to kind of like relax your muscles, because that's all it is just a tear of your tendons.
You definitely want to get a tight end later because he's going to be out for a couple games.
Yeah, well, I'll have a solid backup for Team Airflex.
So Team Double D, you got Marisha Jones, Cam Newton, Marshawn Lynch. Obviously, receivers needed. I have 2 choices I could either select, but I'm going to go with the safe one. And it sucks because I do have 2 selections. One guy, the reason why I'm not picking him is because of his bullshit attitude right now in Steeler camp. So I'm not picking him because he's sitting out right now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. And it's Wallace. I want to pick him, but he's not in camp right now. He's complaining about his contract. He's making it known, and that's not good. We all know what happens when people complain about the contracts and coming at the end of training camp.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so... I'm going to go with the safe pick. I'm going to go with my old guy, Steve Smith, man.
Steve Smith, wow.
Steve Smith. You know what? He was Cam Newton's favorite target, and everyone thought he was old and lost, and look what he did last season.
Yeah.
He's still producing.
Okay. All right. Solid pick. We got Team Cunt coming up with LeSean McCoy, Matthew Stafford, Rob Gronkowski. It's actually turned out to be one of my favorite teams so far is Team Cunt. I'm liking these upside picks, so I might go for another upside guy here. Again, that should go with the wide receiver. Well,
you slow your roll back there.
Even though Minnesota, they still kind of been having a hard time with their quarterback position.
You're producing Percy, huh?
I'm thinking Percy Harvin is probably the top receiver in terms of upside too. But before I grab him, let me see who else is still available. Wallace, you said, is there. But, Percy Harvin, I'm thinking, is a good pick.
All right, so then Team Booty.
Team Booty.
Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, and Gray Jennings. Oh, wow, here we go. This is where it's going to get interesting. I pretty much have everything I need, but I don't have a quarterback, but I can wait till the next round. So I'm definitely going to take the best available player. Marshall, don't like you. Peyton Manning still hurt. Dez Bryant, nope. Now, I'm actually leaning towards Marquise Colston because I'm going with him. That's why.
You're just gonna go with him.
Do you know what? He's in the New Orleans system, and everyone's worried about this season with the New Orleans Saints. But you know what? Drew Brees is still their quarterback. They know the system. They know each other for a very long time, and I'm comfortable with him targeting.
Okay.
Colston up there, and then I'm comfortable getting a quarterback later with that team.
So definitely Marquise.
It's gone.
Off the board. He's a solid pick.
These other ones are not looking very good. The ones are highly ranked.
Yeah. So here we go. Ray Rice, Wes Welker, last pick. Michael Vick.
Last pick.
So this is going to be a bit of a surprise for you.
End of the fourth round now.
But this is going to be, I don't know. I'm kind of debating between two players here. This is going to be a bit of a surprise. I'm picking this guy over his older brother, Eli Manning.
Oh, hell no.
Nah, I'm just playing. I already got Michael
Vick. Oh, you fucking dick. Eli Manning.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking Ray Rice, Wes Welker, Michael Vick. I'm thinking either running back or receiver.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go. Uh-oh. This guy did pretty good for me last year, so I'm going to go with Beanie Wells.
Beanie Wells. Really?
Yeah.
You have faith in that Arizona running game then.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He has that breakout ability. You can't rely on him to put up big numbers every week, but he'll have at least that one big game once in a while.
Oh, man. So we got to keep going. We need a break. We hit the 50-minute mark almost.
Yeah.
I got to pee.
All right. We'll be right back.
Shouldn't have done so much blow.
Oh.
Don't you know sometimes
gotta pee?
Shout out to Kevin Nealon for
Weeds. Don't you know sometimes
this is how I drown? Yeah.